Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Final hour of the show. Final chance, Tolos, for you to get your thoughts in on anything we have discussed today. Any questions that you have, you can submit those to 844-326-3663. That sounds weird. I never said that word until today because the texter brought it up, but I'm going to continue to do so. And Diesel, we're going to get to Dabo Swinney here in a second. We have Michael Duarte of NBC LA coming up, hopefully live from Dodger Stadium. But I forgot, we have neglected the Tolos this week. We have forgotten something that we need to plan live on the air. Today's Tuesday. I think we can do it maybe Thursday, maybe Thursday at 5 since the Tolos hadn't been wanting to take over much lately. Or maybe Friday, Diesel. We have not done a... And I think we did this last year, but we've got to settle the debate on the Halloween candy bracket. We've got to figure out which candy is the candies of candies. Because Halloween, did you know Halloween was Friday?
Yeah, it is.
Halloween's Believe Friday. It or not. And I'll have high school football that night. I won't be trick-or-treating. Are you going trick-or-treating?
Not on Friday, but I am going to be at... a bar called Roots Tavern on Highway 75 in between I-85 and Clemson. So it used to be called Hogtails. If you know Hogtails, if you're going to Clemson, it was on the left-hand side about halfway, kind of over by, what was that, Tri-County Tech, I think?
Yeah.
Over in that area, I'll be there emceeing their Halloween costume contest and their live band on Saturday.
Saturday night?
Yeah.
Saturday night. So if you want to go see Diesel, do that on Saturday. Now, the trick-or-treating, obviously we all did it as a kid, but I have a weakness for the Halloween candy. And I've been trying to eat better lately and lose some LBs, but man, lately... In the past week, people all of a sudden are just showing up with their pockets just overflowing with Halloween candy. Yeah. And I was somewhere today. And, you know, the lady at the front desk, hey, here's some sour Skittles, which are my weakness, by the way. So I've been indulging already, but we do need to formulate our Halloween candy bracket.
How many of our Tolos bought Halloween candy with the intention of giving it out? Early, like weeks ago, ate it all, then I had to go buy more. Because that is pretty much what's going on at my house. My wife bought a couple of bags of candy, and she said, don't use what's in this jar. These are the fun size. These are the ones we're going to give away to the kids.
Yeah, too bad.
Use what's in this bag up here. The bag's gone.
Yeah.
The bag is gone.
I will say I was at Ingles yesterday or the day before, either Sunday or Monday, and I was I was walking here. This is why it's so bad at my local Ingles. You walk to the aisle where, like, the protein stuff is, like the protein bars, you know, the sports supplements. Mm-hmm. Where my local Ingles, you literally walk down the aisle to, like, where the protein bars are. And on the left, to walk by or to walk to the protein bars, you have to walk past the entire Halloween section.
Oh,
every candy
hard,
you
man.
Can think of. Skittles, Three Musket, whatever it is. Like I said, sour Skittles are my just absolute top dog. But you and I, Diesel, we would, you know, go through a bracket pretty quickly if it were your and I favorite. So how do we have to do it? Do we need to formulate a bracket with entries and then go through the bracket with, I think we did the Tolo's vote on the best, right? Whoever receives, mm-hmm. whichever candy receives the most votes. I think that's pretty good. So how about this? Tomorrow's Wednesday, Wednesday.
Yep.
I thought we were going to start calling it Wednesday.
Yeah, you can.
Maybe tomorrow.
With this weather, for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Tomorrow we gather the entries.
Yeah.
For the bracket.
I think we should keep it small.
12?
12 or 8.
Yeah.
12 or 8.
How would 12?
It'll work just like the college football playoffs.
True. Yeah, let's do 12.
You have to. There's a play-in round, yeah. And then the round of 8.
Yep, I like that. Yep. So if we get the 12 entries tomorrow during one of the segments, we can put them on the bracket, have them ready to go for Thursday, and then the Tolos can decide.
You're trying to kill me, by the way, with upset picks coming in, and I got to copy and paste candies,
I'll do the
too?
Brackets. I'll do the brackets. You're busy enough.
You're trying to kill me.
You're busy enough with the upset picks. I'll do the brackets.
Can I say this? I think Halloween has gotten pretty lame.
I think
America.
It's always been lame.
It's gotten really lame. Like, a lot of parents have already done their trick-or-treating activities with their little kids. Like, I've seen it. I've had friends say that their kids already dressed. Like,
the trunk-or-treats.
Yeah, the trunk-or-treats. They have them do it at their kid's school or church or whatever it may be. And these things all happen, like, days and days and days before Halloween. And then once Halloween comes around, very few people even do it anymore. Like, in my neighborhood, it's a fairly big, you know, complex. Most houses
at the bottom
don't
of the mountain
do.
In Greenville.
Yeah.
The gated one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You think I work in radio, bro. I don't have gated money, gated
I know what you're talking
kind
about.
Of money.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe one or two out of five houses even gives out candy. Most people just turn their lights off on Halloween. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want to have people knocking at the door. They don't want to have their dogs get all riled up again and again. And Halloween has just turned really lame.
I like the candy. That's pretty much the gist of it for me. I don't really get big into it, but the candy, yeah, sign me up. Chocolate, Crunch Bars, Kit Kats. Sour Skittles.
There's a new kind of, like, Snickers bar. That big bag of candy that my wife had, it only had, like, two of them in there.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of like a wafer bar.
Oh, yeah.
But it's chocolate and caramel all mixed in. Sorry, I got a little distracted.
That's all good.
Thinking about candy.
It's
we
all
we
good.
Got
it's
important
Halloween.
People to talk to.
Looky here, who has graced us with his presence on the stream. Michael Duarte of NBCLA joins the show live on the stream. If you're watching the show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, or listening on the Fan Upstate, Michael Duarte of NBCLA, he is live at Dodger Stadium. And Michael, where exactly are you at this evening?
I'm going to let you guys take a guess, and for all your listeners, as you said, if you're watching, run to watch this on Twitter, YouTube, wherever you're at, watch the live stream. Here we are inside the Dodgers dugout on the field here at Dodger Stadium. Less than 2 hours ahead of game 4 of the World Series. Let me try to turn this camera around for you and give you an inside perspective.
I'm so jealous. Look at this. Awesome. Look at this. Look at this.
See the media all lined up?
Yeah.
And here we go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're going to head out on the field right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We're going out on the field.
We're going on the field. Look at this. Michael Dorte. You got to be watching the stream right now, Tolos, if you're listening on the radio.
Even closer as we look at batting practice.
Let's see if we can make this a little bit bigger.
So this is where I'm stationed up for NBC. These are the locals.
How about
here we are on the field. At Dodger Stadium. I'm going to go behind home plate for you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Michael, can you give us a sense of how zippy some of these players look?
Walter, the owner of the Dodgers, watching some batting.
Owner of the Dodgers, just standing right there.
We're having a little bit of a delay kind of talking back and forth. Maybe Michael, as he's getting behind home plate, he can
head
reach
over the Blue Jays dugout now.
Yeah, maybe he can reach the Wi-Fi signal up there
in
the press
in
box.
The sky flying over Dodgers.
Oh my God.
This is incredible.
You guys get me or not yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
Yeah. It's lagging a little bit, but we're just in awe, man. It's that is fantastic. We're living vicariously through you right now.
Yeah. Look with me here.
Look at that.
Yeah, let's go in the Blue Jays dugout.
Oh, my gosh. This guy. This guy.
Don't sabotage
anything.
Here's
your Blue Jays bats and helmets tonight.
That's awesome, man.
I'm not trying to. I don't want to get them hot Bobichette bats.
So, good crowd yet, Michael? Good crowd starting to file in? Or are they still tired from last night?
I mean, I'm tired from last night. I don't know if the crowd's coming in. I didn't get to bed, guys. Here we go. Put this around. I didn't get to bed, guys, until 5:30 a.m. Back up at 9:30 a.m. So a little 4 hours of nap. This is where we're set up here. Here's Alex. Mario Solis eating a Dodger dog. Right here, guys. This is where we are setting up doing our live.
I love
on
it.
On the field right now.
That's good stuff.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
Michael, if you can hear me, Michael, how much zip do these players have?
Do they
look tired? Do they look exhausted, or are they ready to go?
I mean, they tell me they're ready to go. They say they took sleep aids last night, got as much sleep as they could. They got their Gatorades, their electrolytes, replenishing as much as they can. I have no idea if they really did that or not. I think you wake up and you feel okay. Like even me on 4 hours of sleep right now and a lot of coffee feels okay. But that's the difference between feeling that way and then going out there and playing in a very intense, highly stressful, really focused World Series game.
So
I think we're going to see if they are really, you know, feeling refreshed or not once we get into like fifth, sixth, seventh inning deep waters of this game.
Michael, with 19 some odd pitchers going last night, what should fans expect tonight?
I hope a normal game. I hope a normal 9-inning game is what fans can expect. But look, what you guys can't see here on the screen is that this is like 93 degrees here on the field right now. My understanding is it will probably be more than 90 degrees once we have first pitch a little after 5 p.m. Yeah, I think that cramping could be an issue tonight. I know Shohei Ohtani was cramping in the later innings last night. Dave Roberts asked him if he wanted to come out of the game. He said no, of course. I think these guys need, whether it's pickle juice, Gatorade, Pedialyte, electrolytes, they need to do whatever they can to stay hydrated and not be cramping, because I think that's the heat's going to become an issue for these guys after that 18-hour marathon last night.
Michael, where are you going to be posted up for this game covering? And is there a particular little storyline that you're focusing on that you want to try to get an answer to?
Yeah, great question. So I will be posted up. I'm just going to show you since I'm here.
Oh, good.
You see that? See the welcome to Dodger Stadium sign up there?
Uh-huh.
See the M in stadium?
Yeah,
yeah.
M for Michael, I guess. I'll be right above that third row in the back there. That is where you will find me posted up during the game, behind home plate, elevated, looking down on the field. As far as storylines are concerned, I think what you guys just said about how physically these guys are going to be able to perform after that 18-hour game in the heat, 90-plus degrees here, as I said, for first pitch. And moreover, Shohei Ohtani pitching on the mound at Dodger Stadium for the first time in the World Series. The first time he ever pitched at Dodger Stadium as a pitcher and a hitter in the postseason was game four of the NLCS. He hit 3 home runs, 6 shutout innings, 10 punchies. I think that's a big storyline, what he's going to do for an encore here in game four of the World Series.
Michael, what do you make of – my last question for you, by the way. What do you make of Freddie Freeman? Like, as good as Shohei Ohtani is, what do you make of Mr. World Series now 2 years in a row? Is this guy, I mean, etching himself and is one of the greatest of all time?
Yeah, and don't forget 2021 had an amazing World Series run with the Braves, yeah, beating the hated Houston Astros. So Freddie Freeman is absolutely incredible. There's no moment too big for him. He's absolutely clutch. And look, he was talking about this last night with me. You know, you dream about this as little kids, hitting a game-winning walk-off home run to win a World Series. He was able to do that last year in game one of the World Series, went on to win MVP. To have a chance to do it twice and to do it to put the exclamation mark on, you know, an instant classic, one of the longest games in World Series history, tied with the 2018 Game 3 here at this same field. I don't know. You can't write this stuff or make it up. And well, so for him to be able to thrive in those moments, the ones you dream about as a kid, is just really incredible.
Well, Michael, comparing your sunny and 93 on the field to our rainy and 52 degrees in South Carolina, I'd much rather be where you are. Pinch yourself a few times tonight, whether it's to wake yourself up or to appreciate the fact that you're there for a game four of the World Series. Have a ball, and we'll be following along with you on Twitter.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, guys. I told you I'd give you the back behind-the-scenes view. I'm glad we got to do this. Everybody enjoy the game, and like Drake says, you know, hopefully the Dodgers can go back-to-back.
There you go.
Michael Duarte, man. Fantastic stuff, and he did. He promised us last week when we talked to him that he would do it, and I'm glad the lag went away there. He must have had better service. That's awesome. That's really, really awesome, man. I'm so envious. I mean, I envy that guy right now. That's awesome.
At Michael J. Duarte is where you can find him on Twitter. Michael J. Duarte. That's his handle. He is posting all kinds of on-field videos of warm-ups from the Dodgers from about 20 minutes ago. He was posting some video of Mookie Betts taking grounders during batting practice. So not only does he come on the show and give us the live shot of what's happening there right now, said, oh, that's the owner of the team. Oh, that's so-and-so that you see on TV all the time. He's also posting those videos from field level. And
so
it's
cool,
fantastic.
Man.
When we come back, Cole, let's talk South Carolina Gamecocks with Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central. He's been in the room multiple times with Shane Beamer since that tough loss to Alabama. How are they weathering that storm? We'll hear about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.